Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we finished verses 6 through 8. So let's start with chapter 5, verses 9 and 10 today.
The earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, here we are in the new year already, and just a great privilege to continue in this study of the book of 1 John. Today, we're going to be right here at 1 John chapter 5, and verse 9 is where we're going to start. And we have had an excellent look here, I believe, at the Trinity, and hopefully that's answered some questions for people in our audience. Now, also, I realize that when you're listening to this, I'm recording this in November, okay? So it may be on into March when this is broadcast, or it may be February. I have no idea. But I do know this. It'll probably be close enough that now will be a time that you start thinking about a trip for the spring break. If you're coming to Florida, let me encourage you to go down Interstate 75 past Gainesville. When you hit Ocala, get off. There's some nice motels as well as campgrounds in those areas. And plan to have a Sunday with us at Central Baptist Church. And you hear me on the radio, but what an opportunity to come in and have you watch our services right there, and also to hear our great choir and the special music and other things that go on. We would love to have you with us. Please join us. And we would want you also to come up and see me after the services and let me know that you listen to us on the radio station or the internet, however you listen, and let us know that you have come just because you've been listening to the radio broadcast of the Lamp and Light. That really just energizes us and just blesses our heart. So we want to thank you who do listen. We also want to thank you ahead of time for those who will come by. And I want to be able to meet you and shake your hand and just let you know that you are a blessing to me. Well, we want to go now right straight into our study of 1 John chapter 5. And so now we're on verse 9. And let me just read that before we really get into it. It says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. And let's go ahead and read verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. And he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Now, of course, the witness of God is his Holy Spirit, is our witness, and his word. And so if we won't receive that, then my friend, we have problems, okay? And so I hope that you'll be able to get much out of this study here over these next few days as we're into it. And I want to say at the outset that as I wrote these notes for this study of 1 John, it was in the time frame of 2010 or 2011. I'm not real sure which, but it was right back in there. So you know that by the time you're listening to this, it's a good 8 years probably since I wrote these notes down. But one of the things I want you to see, however, is the language of the Bible never changes, and it's apropos for all ages and all time. Now, I made it a purpose that when I went through the book of 1 John this time, because I've actually done 1 John on radio in a more technical terms, going through it and getting down into word studies and a lot more of the doctrinal areas. And we're doing that now, but I'm also doing this in a more of a devotional application manner as well. And so I stayed away from books. I did keep my Greek, but outside of that, I stayed mainly away from books and just wrote down my thoughts. And so this study on 1 John this time, which is about 10 or 11 years after we went through it the first time, and as a matter of fact, I think it's even longer than that. I think it was back in the early 2000s that we did this on radio. So I'm saying that just to say that as we're going through it this time, it's more just the handwritten thoughts that I have down without looking for a lot of quotes or getting a lot of good men's ideas on it and so forth. I've just decided to let God speak to my heart and share with you what God has given to me. So I'm saying all that to say, well, there are some differences from the first time I went through this study. Yet, there are no contradictions. And I say that because there's one reason why I have a strong belief in the inspiration and preservation of the Scriptures. Okay, inspiration, they were breathed out, everyone, by the very Holy Ghost of God, every word, and God has preserved it. One of the reasons I believe, besides the Bible's testimony itself, but also just the fact that, rightly divided, the word does not contradict in any place. And yet, it will at times reprove things such as Mormonism, Jehovah Witnesses, Calvinists, the contemporary crowd, with that also that is likened to those things, such like, you might say. And so you have it because it's the Word of God, and the Word of God will separate between truth and error. And so I like that, and the Word of God is something that is not changing. And we're warned, don't try to change this special and precious Word. So now as we go into our text, he says, the witness of God here in verse 9. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. Now, if you remember, we told you that back in John chapter 15 and 16, that the Holy Ghost, his job would be to testify of Jesus Christ. And he would give them the things that Christ taught, and he would give them understanding in those areas. And so he is the witness. So when we're talking about this, the witness of God includes the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost and this written, preserved word, because it is preserved by God and without error. Now, the Greek word for witness and record in verse 7 and 8 is the same for witness in verse 9. So for that same Greek word to be repeated three times, it must be important to God for us to see it and to understand it. Often men will corrupt the Word of God, be it the blood of Christ, as one false teacher said that the blood wasn't necessary for our salvation, just the death of Christ. And of course, that's hypocrisy, and that is really just totally, 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 totally a false doctrine. That's even born in the portals of hell, as far as I'm concerned. And so Satan tries to corrupt the blood, you see a lot of churches that have taken it out of their hymnals. People complain about the slaughterhouse religion. Well, we're not going to corrupt the Word of God by the grace and help and power of God. We won't corrupt. We don't want to corrupt the Bible. We don't want to corrupt the work of the Holy Ghost in the hearts and lives of His people through the Word, especially in connection with the teaching of the Word. Now, it was the Holy Spirit who came upon Mary when she conceived And that holy thing that was born of her was called the Son of God. The Holy Christ child was placed in her. Now, religious men who were respected by the world tried to corrupt the virgin birth, that aspect of it, just as they try to corrupt the doctrine of the Word of God being preserved today. Even in Jesus' day, when Jesus was telling them that you're of your father the devil, the Pharisees said, well, we aren't born of fornication. They were trying to say that Jesus was an illegitimate child. Of course, he was not. He was a virgin birth child, but not an illegitimate child. The Holy Ghost came upon her. And by the way, those same kind of people that try to deny the virgin birth, also, if they feel like they're defeated there, then they make it a sexual experience between the Holy Ghost and Mary. No, it was not a sexual experience. And the Holy Ghost doesn't have sex with people. And so that is just blasphemy for people to think in that way. And it tells you something about their minds when they do. This was the Holy Spirit come upon Mary. And because he is God and a spirit, he can be inside of Mary, just like a demon can be inside of an unsaved person. And he can form seed inside of Mary and make it to conceive inside of Mary. And that's what happened. Now, a lot of people, because they can't explain it, don't believe it. Well, I have no problem believing in a virgin birth. If God created the heaven and the earth, which he did, why should it be hard to believe in the virgin birth? I mean, think about that. When God spoke the worlds into existence in Psalms 33, you just think of a man. All the internal workings of a man, the heart and all that, even the cells and the billions of cells within a man and the workings of the brain and everything. He spoke that into existence, and yet with its fine work that even man today in this modern era still cannot come close to the miracle of creation. So I don't have any problem with believing in a virgin birth. But men will try to corrupt it. And so you have to understand that if they lack true faith in God, then they'll also lack true faith in the Word of God. And they won't look at it as being preserved for today. As a matter of fact, men tried to amend it. That's what they did with the Ten Commandments. They tried to amend the Ten Commandments when it regarded to honor thy father and thy mother. They tried to amend that back in that day. And today, people try to amend the Word of God by saying, well, you know, the culture's different today. We live in a different day, and God understands that. No, God just understands this world is more depraved than it was back in another day. But he doesn't change his word for it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.